Welcome to NatServ Digital Platforms. You can now use your NatServ mobile app for your transactions by simply downloading the app from the App Store. With our internet banking, you can transact from anywhere at any time. Use our NatServ wallet to send money to any mobile number in Zambia. Transfer money with ease to and from any other bank or mobile money services. Just like that, we are connected. Go cashless with NatServ. NatServ, your bank.
977 News.
The Kazembe Lunda Royal Establishment, under the leadership of His Royal Highness Mata Kazembe XIX, has formally rejected the mechanism and approach employed in the 2025 Constitution Amendment process, describing it as a fundamentally flawed and lacking genuine public participation. Patriotic Front PF President Aspirant Brian Mundubile has refuted allegations making rounds that he is a UPND project. And in international news, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has called for international action to cut off the supply of weapons to Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces, RSF, who are accused of mass killings in El Fasher.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. The Kazembe Lunda Royal Establishment, under the leadership of His Royal Highness Mata Kazembe XIX, has formally rejected the mechanism and approach employed in the 2025 Constitution Amendment process, describing it as a fundamentally flawed and lacking genuine public participation. In a formal submission dated 13th November 2025, the establishment stated that it has solemnly rejected the ongoing constitutional review process and formally recused itself from making any submissions to the technical committee, citing concerns over transparency and inclusiveness. The royal establishment noted that the process driven by the Ministry of Justice was limited in scope and failed to embody the principles of a people-led constitution, instead focusing narrowly on electoral and governance issues. The establishment further raised concern over inclusion of only two traditional leaders on the technical committee. The establishment reaffirmed its commitment to engaging with state institutions that uphold ethics, integrity and sincerity, emphasizing that Zambia's constitution should be a lasting framework reflecting the values of humanity, love and unity.
977 News.
In other news, Minister of Local Government and Rural Development Gift Sialuvalo has called on traditional leaders to take an active role in monitoring Constituency Development Fund CDF projects within their chiefdoms, underscoring the importance as key partners in the country's developmental agenda. Sialuvalo made the call when he, together with the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Sylvia Masebo, visited the House of Chiefs during its ongoing session. He emphasized that chiefs are critical stakeholders in ensuring accountability, transparency and quality service delivery in their communities. The minister encouraged traditional leaders to promptly report any irregularities or concerns related to CDF implementation, noting that their close connection to local communities positions them uniquely to provide effective oversight. Sialuvalo further highlighted the new Dawn government's decentralization agenda, which includes the creation of district economies as a pathway to fostering inclusive national development. He explained that traditional leaders will play a central role in supporting this vision, particularly through their engagement with local authorities in facilitating land for development projects.
977 News.
In other news, Patriotic Front PF President Aspirant Brian Mundubile has refuted allegations making rounds that he is a UPND project. Speaking when he addressed party supporters at PF Secretariat, the Mporokoso lawmaker said people accusing him are enemies of progress, stating that he has never met President Hakainde Hichilema nor has he spoken with him on the phone. He added that he can't be a UPND project because Zambians have suffered enough and they require serious leadership, and therefore being president is a serious undertaking which demands for seriousness from those intending to take over the nation. Meanwhile, Mundubile has told the gathering that the only time he will be meeting HH will be when he will be handing over power to him.
977 News.
In other news, Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe has called on President Hage Ichilema to immediately disband the technical committee that has embarked on constitutional amendments without any legal mandate. Dr. Membe says the UPND government did not seek parliamentary approval or enact any law granting this committee the authority to undertake constitutional reforms. He stressed that the committee's operations are therefore outside the law and a clear violation of a constitutional procedure. He has warned that misleading the nation through illegal processes undermines the rule of law and the integrity of the country's governance system. Dr. Membe has further urged President Ichilema to respect democratic institutions and uphold constitutional order by halting all ongoing activities of the technical committee. In other news, the Zambia Meteorology Agency ZMA has reported a strong third quarter performance for 2025, achieving high compliance levels, international recognition, and progress in consumer protection and fair trade. Presenting the report at Best Western Hotel in Lusaka, ZMA Executive Director Humphrey Nkobeni says the agency achieved a 99% cumulative performance rate in verifying regulated measuring instruments, reflecting its commitment to accuracy and reliability across the key economic sectors. Nkobeni says Zambia's reputation in metrology had improved significantly following his appointment to the Presidential Council of the International Committee of Legal Metrology, CIML, during the 59th session in Paris, France, in October 2025. He says the appointment underscored international confidence in Zambia's measurement systems and elevated the country's voice in global metrology. Nkobeni notes that Zambia now holds the vice presidency of the Intra-Africa Metrology System, AFRIMETS, and the chairmanship of the SADC Corporation in Legal Metrology, SADCIMEL, strengthening its regional and international standing. He added that ZMA received the OIML CEEMS Award for its contribution to measurement accuracy, consumer protection, and a fair trade, a recognition he attributed to the professionalism of ZMA staff and the support of the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry. During the quarter, ZMA conducted 18,486 statutory verifications against a target of 19,925, achieving 93%. Cumulatively, 57,221 instruments were verified, representing 99% of the annual target. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Credible, accurate business news.
And in business news this evening, Air Power Ladies Club patron Nicolene Nyoni has urged clubs to increase farming production, though mini farms as a way of contributing to national food security. Speaking during the harvest launch of the club's first ever winter maize project in Lusaka, Nyoni said the mini farms are strengthening the club's financial capacity, allowing them to complete projects and undertake charitable activities. She noted that the initiative is already yielding positive results, benefiting both the clubs and their members. And the Twin Pump Base Air Power Ladies Club mini patron Bibian Handima said the mini farms are promoting skills transfer, self-reliance, and women's empowerment. Coming up, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news this evening, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has called for international action to cut off the supply of weapons to Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces, RSF, who are accused of mass killings in Al-Fasha. At the end of a G7 foreign ministers meeting in Canada, Rubio said the RSF had committed systematic atrocities, including murder, rape, and sexual violence against civilians. Sudan's army accuses the United Arab Emirates of propping up the RSF with weapons and mercenaries sent via African nations. The UAE has repeatedly denied these allegations. The RSF has been fighting the Sudanese army since April 2023, when a power struggle between their leaders erupted into all-out civil war. Coming up next, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news this evening, Jude Bellingham is in line to start on the bench for England's World Cup qualifier against Serbia on Thursday, with Morgan Rogers set to play in number 10 role. Bellingham, 22, has missed the past four internationals, partly due to a shoulder injury, but was recalled to the squad to this week's games against Serbia and Albania. With